If you now let me go all yourself, all the time. Oh yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Is our, yes, Irina, please. Nico, can we have a second microphone for Irina? Oh yeah, right, that may be. May I know how many, it's not so many who need a translation, isn't it? We can do like yesterday, maybe. Can I ask, or can someone, Irina, can you maybe ask how many of you, yes. That's not so many, isn't it? Four or five? Or?
Yes, we can have some things.
We will have a microphone for you with the... With the Gurahari, you brought your machine here? Good. We will not have so much talking today.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
Kunya Bihari De Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhadi Lava Giri Varadhadi Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhadi Yasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Soda Nandana Braja Janarandana Amuna Jira Jamunatira Panachari Jaya Radha Madhava Sunya Bihari Sunya Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Sunya Bihari Yeah. Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Jaya Gaura Nithai Jaya Radha Kunya Bihari Radha Kunya Bihari Jaya Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Paravaraja Gacharya Ashtata Satasi Simadis Divine Grace Silabe Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo All glories to the Assembly Bodies All glories to the Assembly Bodies All glories to the Assembly Bodies All glories to Sisi Guru and Sri Gauranga All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki Namam Vishnu Padaya Gitmastaya Patas Madhvati Antasam Tiyamiyas Deva Sri Deva Jani Asi Dasani Vaskadade Zatani Hare Krishna Hare Krishna I'm sorry. Oh, thank you very much, Nico. I think I can do with this. Yes, it's just... Radhe, Radhe. Can you alter the sound? It's a little bit, we would say in German language, blechern. Blechern means it's a little bit like metallic, and it needs more... More volume, volume. Krishna, Krishna, a little bit more depth. Radhe, Radhe. Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Hema Bhadivya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Maha Prema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Hare Krishna. Thank you. I would like to introduce my slideshow or my multivision show today to you by making a thought-provoking little point. Srila Prabhupada used to often say that the process of Krishna consciousness is easy and sublime. Now, this is a difficult sentence, easy and sublime, because the things which are easy are usually not the highest things. For instance, it's easy to jump 1 meter, but to jump 4 meters and 50 centimeters is more difficult. Krishna consciousness is bringing and attracting very fallen people from the background of just ordinary lives, and is promising them the highest results, the easy, the people who are not so qualified are promised to enter in a direct relationship with God, either in Shantaras, in Dasya Ras, Sakya Ras, Vatsalya Ras, or Madhurya Ras. Now, we always, when we came to Krishna consciousness, we thought, oh yes, it is easy to become a devotee. And we thought, it will take 10 years and then we are Cheshti Bhaktas, pure devotees. But we found out that it's not just so easy to reach the most sublime position in life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself also had the same approach as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would say, chant Hare Krishna and you would get love of Godhead. And really, love of Godhead means you would enter into a direct relationship of Krishna up to the level of being a friend, a parent, and a beloved of Krishna. How is this possible that outcasts, people from even Muslim backgrounds, or as the Bhagavatam says, from the Mongolic tribes, and you know, or white aborigines, that's us, can come to the higher state just very, very quickly. How is this possible? I think most of us who are sitting here and who are older than, let me say, 7 years or longer than 7 years in the process have seen that it's not so easy. And a lot of self-reflection and honesty is necessary to address this point. How will it work for us who are really not the most qualified personalities? And I have seen in my life as a preacher that hope only comes when you see people who made it, like a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada gave us so much hope. He used to say, there's nothing special about me. And then we said, well, if he says there's nothing special about him, then Hare Krishna. He wants to say, you don't need to be someone special. And he said, my only credit is that I followed the orders of my spiritual master. So that translates into us, well, if I follow the orders of my spiritual master, that although I may not be specially qualified, I will reach the highest realization one day. And this principle of following someone and doing what he does is indeed the key to come from an ordinary position to an extraordinary position. In our tradition, this is called parampara, following in the footsteps of the acharyas, walking their walk, doing their journey, following their example. From this, a very important spiritual principle has been deducted. Deducted means drawn out. And that is, the highest goal is possible to be reached by even a person of ordinary backgrounds if he can find a role model with which he identifies and then moves on. Now, when we follow a role model, what happens is an emulation. That's a difficult English word. An emulation means you do in some ways become identical with the qualities of the model which you follow. In a spiritual life, this is a very important principle, and I hope I can explain it today from based on the Shastra. But I want to ask you, is the sound clear? Do I reach you from the sound, or is it too loud maybe? It's all right? It's good like this? I also think it's a little bit too loud, especially when I become enthusiastic. I will... Krishna, Nico, yes. Maybe you can... I start to become enthusiastic, so you can put it a little down. Yes. Now, Irena, how loud are you? Super loud, or... It's all right. Yeah. Devashi Narada, if she becomes super enthusiastic, you can also turn her, our Irena, a little bit down. It could be a little softer. My dear devotees, if you can find a role model and follow the role model, you will start to absorb the qualities and characteristics of this role model. This is something which holds true in the material field, and it is more than true in the spiritual field. You know, that's why teenagers put posters of their stars all over their rooms, you know, with the frisuras and the lifestyle, because they feel a type of encouragement and inspiration and strength coming from these posters, which begin to influence their lifestyle and their speech and their talk. So Krishna consciousness, or the Krishna conscious philosophy, uses this principle as a means to advancement. In his work Bhaktya Lokya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the devotee can gain strength by following the example of modern and ancient devotees. Modern devotees are Haridas Thakur and so on. And ancient devotees are Ambarish Maharaj and Ranti Deva and etc. There is one book which you all are familiar with, I believe, the Upadeshamrita in Sanskrit, or the Nectar of Instruction in English. In 11 texts, the essence of Chaitanya Bhakti is described. It is said that this book was spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu few months, before his departure from this world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat at the beach of Puri on the ocean, the sand was all around him, and the waves were sounding their whoosh, in the distance. And Mahaprabhu was in a state of consciousness between the deep samadhi and external consciousness. And he looked around and he saw the forest on the beach, a beautiful forest even today, and he was reminded of the forest of Vrindavan. When he looked out to these swirling deep waves of the ocean, he was reminded of the Yamuna. And in this consciousness, he spoke the essence of all his instructions. Rupa Goswami was present in the audience and noted these instructions down and made 11 verses from them. Now, in text 8, there is the secret of Krishna consciousness described, and I would like to chant it for you in English and then give you an interesting translation from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Tannama rupa charita disokirtananu smrityo kramena rasana manasi niyoja tishtan brajetat anuragi jananugami kalam nayet akilam it upadesha saram. So upadesha saram means the essence of all advice. It's really the cream. If you can do this, this is your entrance into the spiritual world. It starts like this. One should live in Vrindavan and carefully chant about Krishna's name, form, qualities, his associates, means his devotees, and pastimes. So first you bring your body, you sit with your body in Braj, and then you bring your speech to the practice of Krishna consciousness. That is, you carefully chant about Krishna's name and his form and his qualities, associates and pastimes. How you do this is you chant and then you could read a book like Nectar of Devotion. Something which I always recommend devotees to do, where you will find information about how Krishna's name is, how he looks like, what are his characteristics, like how he's grateful. And then you hear about Krishna's devotees and pastimes. And after you have engaged your speech, you come to the next level where you meditate about them. So you start with your body, you put it in a sanctified atmosphere, then you take your speech, and then you take your mind. In this way, you are totally spiritualizing your existence. It's like Prabhupada used to give the example, you put an iron bar means stab, I think it's called, stab, iron stab into fire, and then as you put it in the fire, it takes on the qualities of the fire, becomes first a little hot, and then it becomes glowing hot, and then it's full of light. So in this way, a devotee spiritualizes his body, speech, and mind. Then you come to the stage where you realize prayer and Shreya as non-different. This is very interesting. Prayer means what you desire at the present moment as enjoyable. For instance, we have these wonderful sweets and cakes outside in that room. And I think every one of us understands that is highly desirable. I mean, when this lecture is over, I hope it's not too boring, then I will go out and just dive into this ocean of Tochter. This is what is immediately enjoyable. And then there is Shreya, what is your goal in life? So by this process of spiritualizing your existence, you will understand that what is Shreya, that is what is your ultimate goal of life, is what you want right now. You are connected with your ultimate values. The devotee should regulate all endeavors conceived of by the mind and should aspire to develop a particular kind of affection for Krishna, similar to that possessed by an inhabitant of Braj. This is the essence of all instructions. Could you follow this philosophical text? It's a little bit for, you know, we can't always talk to those who just came in the door. It's a little advanced, I admit. So let us hear it again. You will need to concentrate. It's advanced spiritual philosophy now. One should live in Vrindavan and carefully chant about Krishna's name, his form, his qualities, his associates, and pastimes. And then gradually meditate upon them. One should do this until one can realize prayer, that which is desired at present as enjoyable, and Shreya, the long-term goal, as non-different. One should regulate all endeavors, that means all activities you can conceive of by the mind, and should aspire to develop a particular kind of affection for Krishna, similar to those possessed by an inhabitant of Braj. This is the essence of all instruction. What this means in simple English is, you are not only hearing about Krishna and chanting and meditating about Krishna, but you also hear about Krishna's devotees, and then you follow in your mind their way of relating to Krishna. Let us hear a few Brajavasis. Well, let us hear about the Brajavasis in Shantaras, who are in a neutral relationship to Krishna. This is the cows. They wait for Krishna. In the morning, the Krishna comes out and calls them. Today, Adya showed us how they call. They have a bugle and they go from a. It's a bugle. How do you say bugle? Like a horn. Yes. Krishna's servants. Krishna has a stick. This is a servant of Krishna. It's a red stick with golden string on it. He uses this. And one should hear about this. One should hear about Krishna's horn, his flute, the kadamba trees, and the banks of the Yamuna. Because these are deeply attached Brajavasis in Shantaras. For instance, you must know Krishna's cows are very special. they were actually great sages. After many, many births of austerities and reading the Vedas, these sages desired to become servants of Krishna's, that is, cow servants. They wanted to become a cow. They thought, enough of this Vedic speculation. We just want to be cows and we want to wait until Krishna calls us. Davali, Hansi. And then he says, Didi Didi. Didi Didi means come, come. Then he has another thing. Ai, ai, ai. This means drink water. There are many comments which Krishna gives to the cows, and they all know this is a cow language. And they thought, let us not just speculate, we want to do something for Krishna. Let's serve Krishna by giving him milk. That's their determination. So these sages who are not so active, they are in Shandaras, Nutaras. But they all want to serve Krishna. For instance, there is one verse about one tree. This tree is crying. And the devotee says, why are you crying? You know, the sap means the juice comes dripping down, ping, ping, and the devotee goes, ping, ping. Oh, someone is crying here. Who is crying? Oh, it's a tree. Tree, brother tree, why are you crying? The tree says, Krishna has not yet come by and he has not stood in my shadow. I want to serve the Lord, but he has not accepted my service today. How nice the tree is. Huh? And then the devotee says, don't worry, he will soon come. He will soon come. Let us hear about Raktaka, Chitraka, Patraka and Bakula. Do you know who they are? Krishna's servants in Dasyaras. These servants also serve Krishna's cows and his mother and father. You know, they have a very respectful relationship to their master Krishna. They think he is the son of the king. We must be very careful with him. After all, he is the prince of Braj. They call him like this. So they also serve his cows and the mother and father. When Krishna returns in the towards the evening from the meadows of Vrindavan, these servants run forward. They all have damp clothes. You know what damp is? It means a little wet. And then they brush or wipe the white dust from Krishna's blackish body. Hare Krishna. Wonderful, isn't it? Some servants are just carrying Krishna's flute, you know. When he needs a particular type of flute, he says, Vamsi, Murali, Ananda Mohini. You know, they give him the flute, just like in this world we may have an expert, let me say, guitar player, and he needs a Fender, he needs an acoustic guitar, and he needs a crazy guitar, and he needs whatever he needs for his musical expression. So Krishna is requiring different types of flutes, and his servants help him. Then there are friends like Sridham or Sudham. These are deeply attached Brajavasis who are in Vishramba Sakyaras. That's friendship with a natural affection, not Gaurava Sakyaras, which is a friendship mixed with awe and reverence. What these friends like Sridham and Sudham do is they climb on his shoulders and then pick fruits from a tree and eat these fruits half to find out if they are sweet enough to offer to their to Brajabandhu, the friend of all of Braj, Krishna, who's carrying them. And when they find a super sweet fruit, they go, "Here, Brajabandhu, Brajabandhu, for you." And Krishna eats the half-eaten fruit, like I've seen in Croatia. Sometimes the friends, those who are free, friends, eat from the same plate. I once saw this. Or husband and wife sometimes seem to eat from the same plate, no problem. So, yes, this is there. These friends are not like Arjuna, who was afraid of Krishna's majesty when he saw the universal form. No, these friends are just buddies of Krishna. They wrestle with Krishna, and they sometimes even joke with Krishna. They say, "Krishna, don't be so proud. It's not that on your own strengths you lifted the Govardhan hill. It's because Madhu Mangal, the Brahmin..." Is Madhu Mangal? Yes. Madhu Mangal, the Brahmin, the Ladu friend, chanted mantras. That's the reason. And because of our good wishes, Giriraj developed a flying tendency and flew on his own. It's not because of your strengths. Please, you're one of us. Don't pretend to be someone else. Then there are personalities like Nanda and Yashoda who are deeply attached Brajavasis and Vatsalyaras. Who else is like this? Well, these are the elderly gopis, not the young gopis, who consider Krishna very, very much like their own dependent. Like when Krishna was born or appeared, and they all came together around Krishna and sang songs and cried tears of bliss. And they said to Yashoda, "Oh Yashoda, in your old age, you have gotten a son like this, who looks as soft as the leaf of a tamal tree." You know. And they became so joyful that they threw yogurt mixed with turmeric on each other. Patch! Woohoo! Patch! You know. I always hope to do this one day. Maybe next birthday we will have a yogurt battle. I think we are getting too serious in our Zagreb temple. We need a little variety. Hare Krishna. Sundarananda looks with me. I hope he doesn't do it. Then we all have to paint the temple again. Yes, we can. One part for the ladies and one part for the men. No, I'm joking. I'm really joking. You should. We are not. So. Then there are the gopis who are deeply attached Brajbasi in the Madhurya Ras. You know, when the gopis were deeply afflicted by their separation from Krishna and met him again in Kurukshetra, they expressed what they felt from Krishna, for Krishna. You know, they brought their love out of their heart. I very much enjoyed a meeting with Mahanidhi Maharaj this year, where he said, we should wear our love, we should carry it, we should others should see it and become attracted to Krishna consciousness. We shouldn't hide our love. He said like this. This was actually what Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj also told me before he left the planet. He said, wear your love. You know, we are dressed in cloth, but we should wear our love. It should be visible. People should see these are devotees of Krishna. Like today I met a devotee who was wearing her love. We were driving by the bus station at the foot of the mountain where our temple is, and we were passing it, and I immediately could see, although it was darkness and the face was not visible, this must be a devotee, because she was wearing her love. She was coming to dance for Krishna, to sing for Krishna. So we invited the devotee to come in our car and felt very happy to have the association of the devotee. So here you can now see what goes on in the gopis. They wear their love. Would you like to hear how they feel to Krishna? Good. Ahushate nalinanaba padara vindam yogeshvare ridivichintyamagada bodhai samsara kupa patitottaranavalambam geham yusham apipimanyas yudyatsadana. This is what the gopis said to Krishna when they met him finally after some good amount of separation. Dear Lord, they said, your navel is just like a lotus flower. O Krishna, your lotus feet are the only shelter for those who have fallen into the deep brunara, well of material existence. O Krishna, your feet are worshipped and meditated upon by great mystic yogis and highly learned philosophers. We wish that these lotus feet may also be awakened within our hearts, although we are only ordinary persons engaged in household affairs. So the gopis pray to Krishna that may we always remember in our hearts your beautiful lotus feet, which dance over the ground of Vrindavan and which make deep marks in the dust of Vrindavan. Maybe the gopis have meditated about the line on Krishna's lotus feet, which is one of the marks. Just like a line or a rope can pull someone out of a well, out of a bruna, Krishna, meditating about Krishna's lotus feet, can easily bring you out of the well of material existence. So it is said, if you hear about these great devotees and meditate about them, either the servants of Krishna, the parents of Krishna, the friends of Krishna, or the even the cows and so on, and even those who serve him in Madhurya Ras, you will come close to the real living in Vrindavan. Yes, we could see this, or we can see this whenever we are in Vrindavan and we meet even nice devotees who are there. We immediately become touched by them and their example. So the devotional process which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke and which Rupa Goswami wrote down is that you hear about Krishna and about the devotees of Krishna and how they love Krishna. And if you hear about this love, you will also develop love. Isn't it when we hear about a loving story in this world, then we feel also some love in our heart? Have you noticed? That's why people like so much to read these loving stories in the novels, roman, or they like to go to the Hollywood movie and Bollywood movie, because it's usually about when a man loves a woman or a woman loves a man, and they become moved by these examples and they become stimulated in their own attempts to try to develop loving relationships. So don't go to Hollywood movies or Bollywood movies. Hear about Krishna's devotees and how they love him, and then you will feel that something of their love enters your heart. This is the essence of all advice. Mm-hmm. See, I will bring to the end for those of you who are lovers of philosophy and lovers of spiritual knowledge, a point which I've made in a simple way now. I will make it in a more difficult way. My point here is spiritualizing our existence by hearing about role models. In our spiritual life, there is a gradual path. It starts with Shravana Dasha. Dasha means a level, the level of hearing. You start your spiritual life by Shravana Dasha, where you hear the holy names and Krishna Katha, because as you hear Krishna's holy name and stories about Krishna, Krishna Katha, then the holy name will reveal himself, and the Krishna Katha will become active. It is said like a medicine, there seem to be very powerful medicines, which you just place 1 meter away from the patient. And then by the smell of this medicine, wow, the person gets a new life. So Krishna Katha, you can hear it even from a distance. You can hear it even with a mind switched off a little bit, you know. But it acts very powerful, like a powerful medicine. This is how Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains it. But after hearing comes the next step. That is Varanadasha, which means you must act accordingly. There is a verse, Shrinvata Shadaya Nityam Grinatascha Svacheshtitam Kalena Natidirgena Bhagavan Vishate Hride. It comes from the second canto, it's the 8th chapter, text 4, where it says, persons who hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, and then, this is Shravanadas, and then Varanadas, and are always taking the matter very seriously. Yes, Varanadas, you take it seriously, you act accordingly. They will have the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna manifested in their hearts within a short time. By hearing and hearing and hearing, overflooding your consciousness, you will one day take it serious and act accordingly. Don't worry, it will come. Then comes smaranadash, the level where you meditate about Krishna and reach samadhi. And then sampatidas or apanadas, which is the stage of self-realization. You understand, while you are still in this world, I am an eternal servant of Krishna. And then prapanadash, you leave this world and return back to Godhead in your spiritual body, which you have realized while you are still in the material world. So this is the process, the gradual path of gradually spiritualizing yourself. And this process will work upon you when you follow the essence of all advice, that is, stay in Vrindavan and reside in Vrindavan and there chant about Krishna. Why Vrindavan? Why not Croatia? Well, Vrindavan has this special potency which will enhance your hearing. It will liberate you from Maya and it will attract your heart to Krishna. Who of you has been in Vrindavan? Please raise your hands. Amala Harina also? Wonderful. Layla? No? Why not? Gogadatta, you have been? How many times? Once. When? 91 plus 9 is 2000. Plus 9 is 18 years ago. Wow, that was when you were young and innocent. Yeah. My dear devotees, there's something about Vrindavan which you will see in a minute. It just is, you cannot explain it. It's just the dust works on your consciousness. And Prabhupada said it like this, it gives you the impetus, that means a strong push, shoop, to go back to Godhead. Yeah? Anyone who is born in Vrindavan, who dies in Vrindavan, who's cremated in Vrindavan, and who's initiated in Vrindavan, he will go back to God. There's no doubt about it. But also those who just regularly think of themselves doing their bhajan in Vrindavan, they will get so much support. Jiva Goswami says, this injunction or instruction to live in Vrindavan can mean two things. One is physically and the other is mentally. In two ways you can live in Vrindavan. Prabhupada was once asked, are you here with us in New York? And Prabhupada said, no, I'm in Vrindavan. That means he was thinking of Vrindavan. So I would like to now show you a slideshow of Vrindavan. It will enhance your meditation on Vrindavan, because what we will do is not an ordinary slideshow where you can be passive. This is a slideshow where you can be where you have to go on parikram in your mind. We need our musical band to be here.